Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over the Mpumalanga High Veld. The heat wave is set to continue over the low veld of Mpumalanga and Limpopo, the Limpopo Valley, the southwestern parts of the northwest and central Free State. Isolated showers and thunder showers forecast from this afternoon over Gauteng and parts of the northwest. Pretoria up to 29, Joburg 28, Mpumalanga 32, Emalahleni 30, Polokwane 31 and Rustenburg a high of 34 degrees.
There's already queuing traffic in Pretoria on the Mapapane Highway inbound towards SK and Paklele Drive.
The Ria Vaya speed bus service in Johannesburg has been suspended after shots were fired at bus drivers in Soweto last night. Unconfirmed reports are that 2 bus drivers were killed. Passengers are advised to make alternative arrangements this morning. And the European Union is planning to open a formal investigation into online clothes retailer Shein for not abiding by the bloc's consumer protection rules. The low-cost platform, which was founded in China in 2012 and is now headquartered in Singapore, is suspected by Brussels of not doing enough to prevent the sale of products that don't meet European standards. The Commission has also already started a similar investigation against Temu, which also sells goods at low cost. I will have more news for you at 7.
Sorry, what? What happened? You know when you pick up?
The EU are investigating Shein and Temu for not abiding by the consumer protection rules. It's like they are using materials that's not being paid the correct tariffs for, and that they don't want allowed there, and safety standards, that kind of thing.
It's still open?
Is it the still European open. Union? Yes.
Just asking.
January hits like a ton of bricks. Bills are everywhere and budgets are stretched. That's why Budget Insurance is here with a Budget Bill Blaster competition to lighten the load. Play the online game and you could win a share of 550,000 Rand to tackle some bills. Don't forget, referring a friend gives you a shot at an extra 50,000 Rand. Start the year right. Visit bb.budgetinsurance.co.za and take the stress out of January. T's and C's apply. Budget Insurance is a licensed non-life insurer and FSP.
The rand is remaining firm under the 18 rand mark to the US dollar after the slump yesterday, and that was in reaction to US President Donald Trump's warning to cut funds to South Africa over the Appropriation Act. Meanwhile, Asian equities bounced this morning while the Mexican peso and Canadian dollar rallied after Trump said he would delay the imposition of stiff tariffs on imports from the US neighbors. His comments that he would hold last-minute talks with Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping to pause levies on goods from China provided extra optimism. And the APSA Purchasing Managers Index, compiled by the Bureau for Economic Research, declined to 45.3 in January, the lowest reading since August. Bloomberg reports issues include the post-election protests and violence in Mozambique, the planned closure of ArcelorMittal's SA steel production units, and concern over jet fuel supply. A dollar this morning at 18 rand 75, a euro 19 rand 34, pound 23 rand 28 cents, gold at $2,818.70 per fine ounce, oil lower at $75.58 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija D'Souza. More news coming at 7.
Well, the Betway SA20 is now heading into the business end of the competition with the start of the playoffs. My Cape Town and Paarl Royals will battle it out and qualify a one at St. George's Park this afternoon. Sunrisers Eastern Cape and Joburg Super Kings face off in the Eliminator in Centurion tomorrow. Only one match in the ERC this weekend, the North-South Derby between the Vodacom Bulls and the Stormers in Cape Town, but the hosts will now be without lock JD Schickeling, who injured his shoulder against Leinster, joining Marnie Libok on the sidelines. 1 year, 20 days after meeting in Toronto, Dricus du Plessis and Sean Strickland will once again square off with the UFC middleweight title up for grabs. Du Plessis looking to maintain an unbeaten record inside.